Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Did you know that there's angels watching over you? That's what Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 says. Let me read you that verse. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? This verse speaks of angels and the role they play in serving on behalf of those who will inherit salvation, that is, God's people. It is true that angels often fascinate us, sometimes too much so. But the Bible teaches us that angels are real, and they are present among us. We are not to pay them too much attention. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18 warns us against taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which we have not seen. It is good to consider that we relate to angels in a way that many people don't really understand. The Bible tells us that angels are captivated by the outworking of God's eternal purpose and plan among humanity. We have a constant angelic audience, and God's dealings with humans are instructive to the angels. And I mean both good angels and bad angels, both faithful angels and fallen angels. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 tells us that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. You see, principalities and powers in that verse is a reference to angelic beings. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 tells us that we as believers have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 tells us that they are those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21 says, Paul says, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things. Then finally, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10, Paul said that for this reason the women ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Now, this is one reason why the conduct of the church, of God's people, is so important. Angelic and demonic beings are looking on, and God intends to teach them through us. We have a constant angelic audience, and God's dealings with humans teach both good and bad angels. If this communicates anything to us, it should remind us that we are important in God's plan. You may see yourself as an insignificant part in the course of God's eternal plan, but the angels and the demons surrounding us disagree with that low estimation. They consider you important enough for them to put their attention on you. Your life before God matters. God knows it. Every angel and even every demon knows it. But maybe you don't. Today, thank God for the important place He has for you in His plan.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.